Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get off of mute. Guess I'm not on mute. All right, let's do a sound check before I get going. This is Elder Rufus here with the Straightway Truth Ministry. You're on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host for tonight. Let's get a sound check, please. Sound check real quick. Make sure I got all this set up right. First time doing this in a long time, y'all. Okay. See a couple tens, all tens. Hallelujah. All right, saints. Bless y'all. Thank you all for joining me on this broadcast. Again, I'll say it. My name is Elder Rufus. I'm an elder here in the ministry of Straightway Truth Ministry, and we have these weekly blog talk sessions. They call it the Brother Sessions, and I'm honored and I'm pleased to be in the rotation with all the other elders and teachers and deacons. Hallelujah. For those of you that have been around for a long time, some of you know that I used to do a blog talk by myself every Sunday night. It was a while ago. This is when I was still working out in the world. I used to work third shift, so sometimes I used to have to end the broadcast a little early so I could get to work on time. But we don't have those issues anymore. Actually, today you're going to get probably, we'll see what the Most High says, what the Holy Spirit tell me to do, but you're probably going to get an abbreviated version today. I'll go through a couple basic things, some basic announcements. I'll let you guys get you updated on what's going on here at the community I run, which is called Straightway Georgia. Hallelujah. And but it'll probably be abbreviated because we're already looking at what's and Elder has to be on the road by 3 a.m. this morning so that we can get to Straightway Georgia, Kentucky East with Elder Mitchell. We are ecstatic. We are excited, actually. Now, we're tired of all get out because we've been getting it around here, but we're very, very excited to get up there and help out our brother and the family up there in Kentucky, get their buildings built. We need the training ourselves because we got another block building that we're building. Some of you that's been following us see the building that we already built, the multipurpose building. We are on the electrical and HVAC stage of that. So we're just excited. So that's why I'm pretty sure you guys will all get an abbreviated version tonight because Elder actually needs to get some rest because I have to drive 5+ hours in the morning to get to Elder Mitchell and work all day tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. We really plan on getting that building up, all the block work done this week for Elder Mitchell and the Kentucky crew out there. I know Pastor Dow and the brethren from Straightway, the headquarters, the hub, they'll be joining us on Thursday morning early. And that's when I know it's really going to get cranked up. So I tell you, it's just been an incredible ride. This year, when I say this year, I'm talking from the Hebraic year, hallelujah, but also from the Greco-Roman year. It's been fast. I mean, when you really think about it, we're literally like halfway through the Greco-Roman year. And it's been a lot that's been accomplished and a lot that's been done in this ministry. And I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very excited to see the growth. I think Pastor mentioned in a video, he actually mentioned it in service, I think, too, or on Blog Talk, going into the Shabbat, that we're building, like building in 5 different communities right now. And I know a bunch of other communities and homesteads, they're prepping and getting themselves prepared and getting themselves to a place where they can build as well. And, I mean, we're just looking forward to helping them. So for those of you that don't know, if you're new to listening to this radio broadcast, if you're new to Straightway, I do have a YouTube channel. I believe it's called Straightway Georgia Elder Rufus. Straightway Georgia Elder Rufus. I put out a couple videos today just showing you guys what we had going on here on the land just here in Georgia today. We had some chicken butchering. We were getting electrical work done in the multipurpose building. We were leveling out land to get ready to build this 20 by 36 workshop that we're going to have. We dug a trench in our pond area because we've been having a ton of flooding. So we had to dig a trench and try to redirect the water, which I think Brother Brent was successful at doing. We'll find out next time the rain comes. We were also digging across the street because it's time to connect the water and the sewer when it comes to the house we purchased across the street and the multi-purpose building. So we got dirt piles and dust and, I mean, you name it, chicken blood, and we got it all over the place, you guys. So, but we were busy at it today. We got started at 6 a.m. because our weather was saying it was going to be 90 plus today, which it was humid. I felt it hotter before, but it was definitely humid. So it helped out a lot, us getting started early in the cool of the day. And we got a lot done, just like the book says, you know, when you have many hands, it makes the work very, very light. And that's what took place today because we got a lot done here in Straightway, Georgia. got a long way to go. Like I said, we're working on that multi-purpose building. My personal goal was to have that thing ready by June. It is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, y'all. We've been so busy doing other things, too. But it won't be too far after that because, like I said, we got the electrical going on in there now, and the HVAC is going to be installed here in the next couple weeks. Once we get all that done, then we can get to the installation, the drywall, the things like that. And then we're really, really ready to go. We'll have electric in there, hopefully, by the beginning of this week. And then that gives us more options on that building once we have the electrical set up. But keep us lifted. I mean, when I say us, I'm not talking about just Straightway Georgia. I'm talking about Straightway Ministry as a whole. We have a lot of growth physically, mentally, and spiritually going on in the ministry. So, you know, we solicited the prayers of the righteous because we know they avail of much. And we just thank you all that actually do love and do care about this ministry, care about the people in this ministry, care about the leadership. We just thank you all. If I get to calling names, the whole broadcast will be me calling out names because there's so many of you that actually love indeed. You love indeed. And it's a beautiful thing to experience. So that's what we got going on around here. Y'all have seen what's going on at the Hub, the shop they're building, the side building they just built. They got a big house that they're about to start on. I mean, y'all seeing what's going on in Indiana with Brother Daniel and them. You're seeing what's going on at Kentucky East with Elder Mitchell. Some of you that's really connected, you're seeing what's going on with Brother Will. He's in Kentucky somewhere. Now, we got like five communities in Kentucky. So I'm not sure if he Kentucky Central, Kentucky North. I think he calls it Promised Land. I'm almost positive. Yeah, because Kabir is Praise Land. Yeah, he's Promised Land. So at Kentucky, or Straightway Promised Land, Brother Will and them, I saw they had a nice little fellowship in their new fellowship hall building today. It's not even done. I mean, they got the frame up in the roof. And look like they got electrical, so they jumped in that booger. And I ain't mad at them at all. Hallelujah. So, but bless you all. Again, I'm thanking you for coming into this broadcast, spending this time fellowshipping with me. I was seeking the Father once it got brought to me by Teacher Shane that they wanted me to join the rotation on the Brothers broadcast here. I just sought the Father's face on what he desired for his people. Many of you know it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about him. It's about us getting prepared for him. We are the bride. He's the groom. Hallelujah. So we are getting prepared for him to be his bride. Hallelujah. So I saw his face on what was necessary and what was desired for his people. And all I got in my spirit was that if you have questions, the book has answers. So I believe on this broadcast, that is the vein that we are going to go in. I believe you'll have many different avenues to get your questions to me. You could go over to straightwaytruth.com. I think you can just get on it from just straightway.com too. That'll get you to the website. I believe on the website, because it's new, it's so much on there, but I think there's a section where you can go to. And it talks about the communities that we have, and then it put names of different leaders. So if you go there and see my name, Elder Rufus, and you click on it, I believe it brings up an email. Hallelujah. So that's a way that you could get questions to me. You can go on there, and you can send it in and say, this is a question for the broadcast on Sunday night, and I have this question, Elder Rufus, and I will collect those. Those come directly to me. And I will collect those emails that way. Some of you have my personal email address. You can send it that way. Some of you have my personal phone number. You can text it to me. But there will also be opportunities for you to be able to call in live. Hallelujah. There will be opportunities for you to call in live and be able to present your question that you have. Hallelujah. And again, if you got the question, I'm sure the book has the answer to it. Glory to the King. So, again, I can't say enough how excited I am, you guys. I have not done this in years. I do not remember, I want to say 2014, maybe 15, but I think that's when I stopped doing it because I know back then I had a job working in the world, and I switched shifts, so it didn't allow me to continue doing it during that time frame. But I'm actually happy to be back in fellowship in this capacity with you all, saints. So, again, we're going to do a lot of questions on this show, and I'm going to answer a lot of questions. Well, I'm not going to answer. The book is going to answer a lot of questions. And you have, like I said, many different avenues to get them to me. The thing that's on my heart tonight, I've been going for about 15 minutes. You may get me for another 15 minutes. That's it, saints, okay? Like I said in the beginning, I got to get to Kentucky. And we have been working since 6 o'clock this morning. And we've been bouncing around, everybody. We've been everywhere. Like I said, chicken butchering. You know, we've been moving the chicken coop. We've been, moving debris once all the stumps got removed and getting that land ready there. Been on heavy equipment and all. I mean, we've been doing everything today, y'all. And, of course, me, I've been bouncing back and forth. I always forget, normally get caught up in the work, and I forget to make you guys a video. But I went on ahead and made two videos for y'all today. So I'm actually happy I was able to do that, because normally in these type of scenarios and situations, Elder would forget y'all and just get to work. And this time I actually remember. So, but after making videos and then, just making sure that everything's in order. And then the sisters, they did the chickens too this morning. They still had to do garden. They still had to cook for all the brethren and things like that. So it's been busy. So everybody here is tired. If you've worked the day with Straightway, you know what it feels like. So all the saints pretty much here now are already shut down. I believe there are a few brothers still working because of some daylight, and they said that there's some minor things they could get done when it comes to connecting some of these pipes from some of these trenches we dug. So I believe there's a couple brothers still out there working. But for the most part, this community is shut down right now. They're listening to the broadcast, and they're ready to go to bed. And so is Elder Rufus. But the one thing that has been on my mind, and I'm going to read some stuff to y'all tonight before we get off of here. It's not going to be much, but I want it to be food for thought. I really do. I want it to be food for thought. Hallelujah. Because if you listen to yesterday's broadcast, the Holy Spirit really went in and really challenged us, the saints, to grow and mature spiritually. That is a major hindrance in the body of Yah right now. We have a lot of the body that is refusing, having a hard time, whatever you want to put on it, but they're not able to make that transition from things they did when they didn't have the knowledge. Or like the book says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I did things as a child. But it's time for things like that to cease. Hallelujah. So we're seeing in the transition that it's really, really tough for a lot of saints to make that mental and spiritual and physical transition into being a mature saint, a mature Hebrew Israelite. Hallelujah. And again, I understand it's a lot going on in your life when you come to the faith. I really do. I understand. Because you've had life painted in such a way and presented to you in such a way that now you're coming in and you're understanding that these things are not so. And who I thought they were, they're not. And who I thought I am, I'm not. Hallelujah. And a lot of times that can be a real hard reality for us as saints. Realizing that the book is true, that we're no more than a menstrual rag, y'all. We're really not. You know what I mean? But the great thing, and it's just the thing that should give you so much encouragement, so much joy, so much peace, is that you wash clean by the blood of Jesus. He already put in all the work for you. Hallelujah. So hold on to that. Now, what we need to do, this is what's been in my heart and my mind, because I've been really, really pressing the saints here and any saint that I've been in front of that I've had to counsel, because I've done a lot of travel here lately. A lot of the newer, smaller assemblies I've been able to travel to and offer up encouragement and exhortation to them, some rebuke and correction, you know what I mean? But again, it's guidance that's needed if you want to walk this thing out in spirit and truth like you've been charged to do. And the one thing that I see is we struggle with the basics. It's like the basics of the scriptures, the basics of how we're supposed to be as Hebrews. And it's like we want to skip steps. You know, we come in and we see that straightways at this level, the leadership's at this level, the communities are at this level, and a lot of saints are looking to skip specific steps. And those steps mainly are the steps that we would call like the proving grounds. All right, we would call those the purging stages, the deliverance stages, which you should be in deliverance at all times. So you understand what I'm saying? These things that come up that you're going to have to go through, that's going to hurt. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's going to hurt because you're going to find out a lot of real realities, mainly about yourself. But you have to press. You have to fight. You have to be committed to the war mentally. And once you can get past those stages, then you can start walking in this great peace, and you can have this unceasing joy that's available in the Most High. But a lot of us are trying to skip that part because we're not doing the deliverance that we need to do, purging ourselves of these sins like the Bible commands us to do. Hallelujah. We're trying to skip these basic steps. Hallelujah. So I think it's going to be important. I give you a little bit to chew on this week, hallelujah, just a little bit, because again, one thing about this ministry, and I don't believe anybody can deny this, you are going to get fed the word. You are not going to be malnutrition when it comes to spiritual food in this ministry. We have an abundance of it being taught, not only in Pastor Dow. I mean, we have it in the elders. We have it in some of the brethren, the teachers. You know what I'm saying? Some of the preachers that's in this ministry. So you really don't have an excuse when you look at the pastors we have, the preachers, like I said, the teachers, the elders. You have no excuse to not get your fill of the word. You know, the book says in all thy getting, get an understanding. If your heart is bent towards doing it Yah's way, it's really not that hard to get an understanding of the law. It is the spirit of this ministry coming through our leader, Pastor Charles Dow. It's not hard to really pick up on that and get an understanding of that. But if you are stuck in your way, and if you are avoiding the deliverance that you need, if you are avoiding this war of what did Pastor talk to you about on the service yesterday, remember, a lot of us don't even take the time to cast down these vain imaginations. See, that's just a basic step. And I think, me personally, it's just my personal thoughts and opinions about us as a body. I think the reason why we struggle in these areas is because we just don't have that great love for one another. And Pastor touched on this yesterday. For those that missed a lot of this, what I'm talking about, if it's like foreign to your ears, go back and re-listen to yesterday's message, the Shabbat message. It was power packed. I could barely sit in my seat. I talked almost the entire broadcast because it was just uplifting word after uplifting word after uplifting word, because it is encouraging to get this truth downloaded in you, because you know it comes with so much strength, so much power. And it's going to just make your peace, your joy. It's just going to keep it level. Hallelujah. So let me get to this. Let me read this to you. And like I said, we're going to stay real basic, you guys, today, because I believe this is the steps that we are skipping. We're trying to skip these steps, and we're trying to produce for the Most High on this grand level. But again, we are missing parts. It's kind of like this world, you know, in deliverance. We kind of teach you guys how, you know, your soul is supposed to be getting saved, right? Right? And the devil's after your soul. So all these different things we go through, all these different sins and rejections and pride and Jezebel, all these things that get jacked up in us and we experience for all these years, and then we come here. Now it's time to loose the a legion of holy angels to go out and grab the fragmented pieces of our soul and bring them back. This is the restoration of Israel, the restoration. Hallelujah. So in doing this, it's the same thing, but you got to get all of it because you want to worship Yah with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, not just a portion of it, not just certain pieces of it. So that's what's happening now. We're not seeking all of Yah, which in turn you're going to learn when I read this to you again tonight, because it's very familiar. Most of you better know this, right? But I want you to slow down and actually meditate on what I read you. And once you get it, you'll understand what the most important thing is, and then you can focus on that, because it's going to tell you all these other great things too. But the greatest of this is love. Hallelujah. So if you focus on this love, that is what's going to be able to propel you. You look at Pastor Dow, you look at his family, you look at the saints there straightway, you look at my Elder Becker, you know, he's there with them, myself, you know, I'm talking about successful communities, Elder Mitchell. Why are they so successful? The number one thing from leadership on down to everybody that stays in those places, they all exude great, high, intense, passionate levels of love towards the brethren. No matter what, they eliminate all the excuses, but they support you in every aspect for your spiritual growth. All you have to do is be a willing servant, a willing participant, and like Pastor said, didn't your life grow coming the straight way? Every single one of us have increased and grown just from knowing this ministry. So imagine if we get these basic steps down. Imagine if we just scrap it all and say, Father, I'm going back to the basics. Sometimes you have to do that. I don't care if you fix on cars. I don't care if you play a sport. I don't care if you play an instrument. I don't care if you're on Wall Street. I don't care if you're a doctor, an attorney. It doesn't matter. There are times in your walk, where, or in your way, in your job, or whatever you want to call it, where you have to sit back and say, you know what? Things ain't flowing the way they should. Let me get back to the basics and make sure I'm not skipping steps. Let me make sure I'm not ignoring certain things. Well, that's kind of where I see us as a body right now. We need to really get back to the basics and make sure that our number one focus is Yah's number one focus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians. I'm going to go to the 13th chapter. And it's a short chapter, y'all. Hallelujah. It's a short chapter. So I'm going to read all of it. But I want you to take the time to really slow your mind down and process everything that's being said. And what I'm going to do, normally what I would do is if I read some scripture, I'd stop and explain and all that. I'm not even going to do that tonight because we don't have time. All right? Because the elder wants to put this in you. And those that are serious, you're going to meditate on this week. You're going to find time in your devotions to meditate on this. And you're going to ask the Father, Father, am I operating in the love that you desire me to operate in? See, to me, that's a critical question. That's an extremely critical question. Because if you're not, shouldn't you desire to change? Shouldn't you desire to find out what it is y'all want you doing right now for him? Since you are a bought and paid for possession. Hallelujah. All right, that's another talk for another time. But I'm going to get started. 1 Corinthians 13, I'm going to read, and I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to 100% guarantee it, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to just read right through the whole entire chapter because there's only 13 verses, so it won't take long. And I'm going to leave that with you so you can meditate on that this week. Really self-analyze yourself and see if you meet Yah's standard. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And just in case we got new folk, when I say that word charity, that means love. Hallelujah. Glory to King. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunts not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things, and it endures all things. Charity, which is love, never fails. For whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether they be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Hallelujah. That was 1 Corinthians. I just read the 13th chapter. I read all 13 verses. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And I'm telling you, if we can really focus, saints, greatest of these. You may have faith. You may have hope. But if you don't have love, you don't have Yah. And I've heard some things recently, hallelujah, from many saints. Not one, not two, not three, not four. I've heard it from many saints. And the speech that I hear doesn't line up with the scriptures I just read. That brotherly love that we are charged to have compels us to be prepared for our bride, for our groom, because we are the bride. Hallelujah. But it's impossible to please Yah. You can't walk in that. You can't please Yah. And he's looking and saying, you can't even love your brother, but you expect to love me. I'm telling you, saints, if we can make a major commitment in our hearts and minds to really seek Yah's face about what he considers love. See, the problem with a lot of us is we think we know what love is. We think we function and operate in love. Here's the key. Jesus said you know about his fruits. What fruit you getting from what you're doing? What fruit you getting? Love never fails. Ain't that what it just, didn't we just read that? It never fails. If you fail, well, there it is. The good thing about us, though, is we don't have to ever fail. Even when we come in short. Bible talks about how a righteous man will fall how many times? Seven times. The part people forget about, though, is that the power of Jesus in us, it allows us to get back up. Never quit during suffering that's going to be needed to get salvation. That's how you learn to walk in this love. Make up in your heart, make up in your mind, this is it, and I'm going to do it. Doesn't matter what comes my way, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. So, saints, like I told y'all, we ain't going to go long. I truly need to finish getting everything in order and then lay it down for a few hours so that I can get up and drive 5 hours and then work the majority of the day tomorrow. I'm sure we're going to work a lot because we try to get as much in as we can, especially when we're going to serve our brethren. Hallelujah. Because time's a wasting. You know what I mean? Time, we ain't getting it back. Hallelujah. So we're trying to get as much done as possible. Again, we're honored here at Straightway Georgia just to be a part, to be invited out to Straightway Georgia, Straightway Kentucky East, I should say, with Elder Mitchell and the crew there. We looking so forward to it. The brothers here have been excited. The sisters have been excited about the opportunity. They're not even getting a chance to go. I think we're only taking a couple sisters or one sister. Hallelujah. But they're excited about the growth they seeing there. Elder Mitchell is getting it done, and I'm excited for my brother. I'm excited for Israel. Hallelujah. But again, if he didn't have that love, he wouldn't be out there laying them blocks, throwing them footers. Them some long, hard days, y'all. But when you got that love in you, it drives you. It propels you. It really does. So, saints, really go over this chapter. Read it. Slow. Stop reading the Bible like it's a novel. It is your history. It is who you are. That's Jesus in written form. Hallelujah. Slow down. Take your time. Ask the Father to just marinate that word in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So, saints, I love you all. That's going to be our broadcast for the night. I am in the rotation now. I think it's a 5-man rotation. So that means I get to come up every 5th week. I will come in whenever I'm asked to come in. That's what's going to end up happening. And like you can see, even in a night like tonight, where we've been super busy and we still got a lot going on, I'm not going to forsake this assembly. I'm not going to do it. Hallelujah. I'm sure the next time that we get together, we'll be able to break even more bread together. Hallelujah. And just really get this word in us, get some understanding. Hallelujah. Or whatever it is we got going on. So don't forget, remember, I think Brother Ugly or Brother Steve from Canada, I can't remember who it was in the chat room. I think they posted the email address where you guys can reach me at if you're not on the Straightway Truth website. Those that are close to me and got my personal email, got my cell phone number, whatever, you can text it. You can Marco Polo it. I know we got our big Marco Polo groups. It doesn't matter how you get the questions to me. I will discern and decipher through them, and whichever ones the Most High wants me to go over, I will go over them. Hallelujah. So, again, bless you all. Thank you all for joining me tonight. Sorry it's only going to be about 40 minutes tonight, but again, y'all understand the load that is on us, and we got this work we got to do. So bless you all. Thank you for joining me. I'm missing something because it's something I can, you know how it is when you just like, man, it's something I'm supposed to say that I'm forgetting to announce. Man, well, it's not coming back to me right away, you guys. It's not coming back. It's something that I wanted to talk about. And it was like an announcement. It was something I wanted to announce. Just pray for us, y'all. I can't remember. Pray for my memory. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But, hey, again, saints, as you can tell, I'm really excited about this opportunity to be before you again, to be in this level of a fellowship again. I don't take it lightly. I really don't. Again, my biggest desire is that whatever Yah wants is what I want. Hallelujah. I want what he wants. Glory to the King. All right, saints, I'm trying to find my song that we came in with. I may change up the intro song to y'all. I know we use that one. I love that song that we win because we do. Hallelujah. Words matter to me. So when I listen to the words of that song, it's just an overcoming song in my opinion. And I'm going to try to find my intro so I can play that again. But I may come up with a different intro. For right now, we'll use that intro. Hallelujah. I may come up with another intro and we'll see how that goes. Okay. So bless you all, saint. Love you dearly. be encouraged, be at peace, and stay busy, especially in this warfare called your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Depression in the name of Jesus.